Welcome to the Washington page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County Public Health Nurse Lynn Fisher about new vaccine requirements for students returning to school this year and the clinics they're holding today and tomorrow. School starts this week for a lot of area school districts, and with that, there are still some families that are looking to get their vaccines. What have you been seeing in the last couple of weeks?
Yes, we've been really busy. Last week especially, we were receiving lots of phone calls from parents and families needing those back-to-school shots. I did have spoken with other local clinics. They're experiencing the same thing. We're hearing lots of phone calls wanting appointments to get in. So we decided we definitely want to help with that, and so we want to open up some more clinics. Especially for 7th and 12th graders is what we're thinking about. Because for the 7th graders and the 12th graders, that meningitis vaccine is required to start that grade. And there isn't a grace period. The way the Iowa law is written, there isn't a grace period. So those students will need those vaccines the first day of school, 7th graders and 12th graders.
And if somebody still needs that, who should they contact to set up an appointment?
Yes, they can certainly call their local provider if they're going that way. If they don't have insurance, or they have Title 19 or Medicaid, or they have insurance but it doesn't cover vaccines, they can certainly call us at Public Health. And we will be glad. On Monday, we're going to have two separate times from 9 to 10 in the morning and 1 to 2. We can expand that if we're finding there is a need and we're receiving lots of calls. We thought we'd start with those times. And then on Tuesday, the 22nd, we will be available from 9 to 11, 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the afternoon. So 9 to 11 and 1 to 3. And we can expand that if need be, too. We're just hearing a lot of need for times to get in to get vaccines.
And is it best for people to call ahead of time or to just drop in?
It is best to call ahead of time. We can accommodate walk-in, people walking in, but it does help us to be able to look the student up and pull their record out and have looked at it and see if they need any other vaccines. Or maybe the parents, maybe they already received the vaccine, the parent didn't remember, and they really didn't need the appointment. That's happened a couple times where they've already had that meningitis vaccine, and the parent just needs the current record. So it really is helpful if they can call ahead and we can look at their chart.
And does that also help then determine if they're eligible to receive this at Public Health?
Yes, that's right. That helps that tremendously. So we're excited to be able to help families get the vaccines they need for school. We know there are still a lot of families working on this. So as I say, Monday and Tuesday will be available for children who don't have insurance, who have insurance but it doesn't pay for vaccines, or Title 19 or have Medicaid as insurance.
And for those younger kids, is the same thing?
Yes, the same criteria. There is more of a grace period. There is, and we locate those children that still need immunizations when we go to do school audits, usually November and December. And then there still is a grace period. But for these 7th graders and 12th graders with this meningitis, there isn't a grace period. So that puts everybody really on the spot. So, that's a new requirement. And so families are still getting adjusted to that.
And you don't want your kid to miss those first few days of school.
Exactly, yes. So,
with all of this, what's the best number for people to call?
319-653-7758, Washington County Public Health. Or they can call their local provider and make that appointment as well.
Again, can you remind us what meningitis is for those who aren't familiar with it, since
yes,
it's a new requirement?
Yes, excellent question. Meningitis is a serious infection. It infects the blood, the spinal cord, and the brain. It can go very quickly, it progresses very quickly, and can be deadly, or quite, if a person survives, they're left with sometimes loss of limb, mental cognitive issues, deafness, very serious, very rapidly progressing disease.
And is this something that we see colleges asking of students?
Yes, we are seeing colleges asking about the meningitis vaccine, and if they aren't going to receive it, having them sign a waiver acknowledging the seriousness of it. It is very serious.
All right. Well, real quick, before I let you go, can you remind us again what those clinic times are this week and the phone number to call?
Yes. On Monday, August 21st, 9 to 10 in the morning, 1 to 2 in the afternoon. On Tuesday, August 22nd, 9 to 11 in the morning, 1 to 3 in the afternoon. And our phone number is 653-7758.
That's been today's Washington Page with Lynn Fisher of Washington County Public Health speaking about new vaccine requirements and the clinics they're hosting today and tomorrow. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.